Welcome back to the Hardline. Enter at your own risk.
Why don't you just meet me in the middle? I'm losing my mind just a little.
I saw that.
Are we up?
Hey, welcome back to the Hardline. 5-9 of the fan. TJ Moe and Cam Jansen here. I would like to compliment David Solomon on the song choice. Rockio was, he was dancing to this exact song at a wedding this weekend. So Rock just recently discovered Instagram. So anything that happens in Rock's life goes up on Instagram. And
I don't use it nearly as much as you do.
That's
true.
I was just looking, actually. I've only posted three pictures in the last 3 weeks.
I do it only because you tell me to, because apparently it's good for our job.
It is good for our job. However, putting your outfit choice with your watches out and
all
these
things.
Thing,
dude.
I just said that's got nothing to do with our job. Very little to do with our job.
It's all about publicity.
It's all about publicity.
Okay,
build a brand, dude.
While we're having this discussion and you doing shirtless push-ups is connected to our job in what way exactly?
What a great.
Good attention.
That's a great.
Okay.
That
it's
is helpful
point.
Attention.
Exactly the
great
same
point.
No,
great
it's not
point.
Like that at all. By
no
the way,
one's expecting
were you getting it at
like
this
push-ups.
Wedding or what?
We don't need to talk about that.
No, I need to know.
I was dancing. I was having fun.
What
was
her
name? Wedding. It
was
good.
What
it was
her
wedding.
Name?
It was a good time.
So when you leave a wedding, typically you try to leave with a date. How'd that go for you?
Yeah.
Unless you're like
that's a tough one, man.
Usually, unless you're Will Ferrell and you go to
go to funerals for that, man. You know that
one of the special menu items was a Moscow Mule. So.
Oh, you're hitting those bad boys up.
They're
pretty good, man.
Dude, it's delicious.
They're good.
Because
it tastes sour.
It
tastes like a mule.
It's kind of like a Long Island.
Solomon, could you get the sound ready for Barry Odom talking to Frank Cusimano in the Hollywood Casino press box? He was talking about Emmanuel Hall. Let me know when that is ready.
We were watching the games on our phone at times and catching up little updates of the game. So I've seen some of the plays. Pretty much everything I saw was not exactly pretty. So.
Oh, there was one good play. They got a strip sack on Tua where they actually recovered the ball. That was the first play that reminded you of the old 2013-14 defenses.
Oh,
that
where
was
are you, Craig Kulagowski?
So this is Barry Odom on Emmanuel Hall for this week.
We're supporting Emmanuel, and that's my sole focus on him. I'm taking football away from it, and obviously, I'd love for him to play every game. But you know, when it's time for him to get back and go get on the field, then he's the only guy that knows when that's going to be, and I'm going to be there to help him throughout this whole process, as is all of his teammates and our entire organization.
So if you were not heard what's going on. Emmanuel Hall's father died suddenly last week.
Oh yeah, I read that.
And so obviously he is distraught, as he well should be. And actually, I was talking to a guy that just met Emmanuel Hall's father at Purdue, and he was all fired up to be there. Obviously, he drove all the way to Purdue to check out his son. He was talking about his life and got to know him and all that. And 2 weeks later, suddenly, and so. Yeah, very out of the blue, obviously not anything that was expected. And he was already dealing with a groin injury. He is, at this point, to a place where you give him every ounce of time that he needs to deal with a personal tragedy. That I can tell you this, if my dad passed suddenly, you wouldn't see me for a while.
No doubt about it.
His senior year, I mean, I can't imagine what he's going through. I mean, the injuries is hard enough, then get hit with that. When you're already having you come out, and as you were talking about those first couple weeks, you could see it. Didn't matter whether it was a Big Ten team or not a Power Five team, whatever. He's running by everybody. He's running by cornerbacks.
Yep.
He's old Randy Moss style. Just put his arm up and we'll see you later. For him to get hit like that with an injury and then this during his senior year, like I can't imagine how tough that must
be. So he's a senior this year. Interesting thought here is that he did only play 4 games. So if he sits out, if he does need a few weeks here, and he feels like coming back, he can redshirt. I don't believe that he redshirted. I think
he's a true senior.
He is a true senior. So a redshirt is in play. You guys know the new NCAA rule. You can play up to 4 games and come on back from that. That is in play. Now, thankfully, this didn't – because he gutted out the Georgia game, which we know was game 4 here, but he has not stepped foot on the field for a 5th game. So right now, he is guaranteed to have missed his 3rd game on the season. To be honest with you – I would have come back in a heartbeat, but, he's a guy that probably has a much brighter NFL future than I did. So I don't know what this looks like for him exactly. And I also, you know, switching quarterback sucks. Drew Lock will be gone. He's not coming back with any sort of red shirt. He's not coming back with anything. So,
how'd he look against? How's he been the past couple games? To be honest with you, like what's your evaluation there? I mean, threw a pick six the first play of the game, right?
Wasn't a pick six, but it was a pick. Yeah.
Almost, you know, they almost went down, and they intercepted, and they. Anyway, it was close.
Yes, enough. They got down to like, and actually, Mizzou's defense held him to a field goal.
Held to a field goal.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep. But yeah, it was almost a pick six, right? There's a couple things on Drew, and this is as honest as I can give you on an evaluation. Take any two receivers, the top two receivers from any quarterback in the world, and see how well they play. It sucks. And Nate Brown's a starting wide receiver. Emmanuel Hall is one of the best receivers in the SEC, and they were not there. So that is a brutal thing to do. I think there's a couple parts to that. You saw it earlier this year. Obviously not apples to apples, but you understand what I'm getting at here. Tom Brady didn't have Josh Gordon. He had a hurt Rob Gronkowski, and Julian Edelman was suspended, and the Patriots looked like crap. Their offense was stagnant. They couldn't score. They couldn't figure it out. They got the boys back, and guess what? Tom Brady looks like the greatest quarterback in the world again. So having your receivers really matters. That's the first point. The second point is this. I don't care who's out there. It is your job to protect the football, and he's done exactly the opposite. When he, you know, and it's your job to be smart and decisive. And look, when you're a senior quarterback, then you now have been coached. I understand. You've had three different quarterback coaches. It's not been easy. Fine. But you have been coached enough and heard enough. You've been to the, you know, Manning Passing Academy, all the different things. You know what you're doing here. You know that to be a quarterback, you have to be accurate, decisive, and smart. Right, you have to anticipate. There's a lot of different qualities that you need. And through this three-game stretch, he has not done that. We said that he played against Wyoming probably the two best quarters, second and third quarter, that we had seen him play as a Tiger. Against Purdue, he made one mistake but was pretty darn good. Since that time, he has struggled. Now, part of it's receivers. He hit Jonathan Johnson in the face with the football and got an interception. There's not much you can do with that. But there is something you can do with rolling out to your left. Your receiver falls down. You throw it anyway and throw an easy pick six to more or less lose the game against South Carolina. You know better than when you're getting pressure in your face against Alabama to keep the ball in one hand and let him get a strip sack. Yeah. You know better than to be indecisive in the end zone, start to throw the ball, decide you can't throw it, pull it down, and get sacked for a safety. You know better than all that stuff. And it's play after play after play. So half of it, yes, it sucks. I think there's a place where you can defend Drew. And that place is that his guys are not out there, and this offense doesn't even look like the same team when Emmanuel Hall's not running by guys stretching the defense. The other part is he has to take some responsibility for holding on to the football because you cannot win games when you turn it over.
No. Not against that team.
Not against any teams. Yeah. Right, that's the truth. If you continue to turn the ball over, yeah, exactly.
Same thing. They're all doing the same thing. It's crazy.
So, and as a quarterback, there's just very little that look. As a receiver, when they would get pressure on the quarterback, I'm helpless. But the quarterback is the one guy that can win games even when everybody else sucks.
Yeah.
Mostly. Now, understand that he's not a running quarterback, so it doesn't really work. Johnny Manziel could do it because he could just take off and do it himself.
Yeah.
Even if the offensive line, you know, broke down and your receivers weren't open, and he'd just make three or four guys miss and then outrun everybody in the end zone. That sort of thing happened. Drew's not like that, so he is dependent on his receivers to get open to some degree. He stands back there, and guys aren't open. Look, the one great play they had against Alabama took about 6 or 7 seconds to develop. He stood back there, and he stood back there, and he stood back there. And then Jalen Knox finally got open and made a play. By the way, Jalen Knox needs to be starting over Nate Brown for the rest of the season. Nate Brown is not very good. Yeah. He's slow, and there's a reason you haven't seen him in 2 years. He showed up as a freshman, and you didn't see him for a while because he's just not that good. Jalen Knox is going to be a pretty good wide receiver. It would be nice if Emmanuel Hall decided, look, we're now going into and this stretch is going to be tough without Emmanuel Hall if that happens. But we're going to a place where he's going to miss his third consecutive game for sure. It's already been announced. If he gets into missing a fourth game, I would think about that red shirt. That should be in the cards, at least as a thought. Now, again, does he really want to come back and do that? It doesn't hurt from an education standpoint because you are guaranteed to get all your classes done if you're behind it all. And if you're smart and you are ahead in your classes, I had a bunch of guys that got a master's degree going their fifth year. Yeah, I mean, because a master's you can get usually in a year and a half or so, and most of us are on pace to graduate in 3.5 years because we spent summers there. So that's all in the cards too, and he's a guy with the speed that the NFL should love. And we've seen him develop as a wide receiver this year, too. So Missouri has a list of issues, certainly.
Fixable issues, though, right?
Yes. I still think it's a pretty good team. Watching Alabama do what Alabama does did not change my mind whatsoever. I think now Matt Rocchio is signaling to me that we are ready for our guests. Look, we are, by the way, at Corey Hazu High School, that open house on Sunday, November 4th from 12 to 4. Register for that open house. Visit CoreyHazu.org/CBS. Also, just by happenstance, so you have to apply to get into this school. Can't,
yeah.
Can't just walk in and come.
We just walked in.
Eighth graders, yeah, that's a little different. Oh. Eighth graders can start applying today, and it just so happens there it is. So joining us now, Sister Veronica, the principal of the school here, and Eleanor Lorson, who is the student council president, both joining us now. How are you guys?
Great, good. Thanks.
Hi, guys.
So pull that microphone a little closer to your face if you can. I know that's kind of uncomfortable, but
yeah.
So very good. Tell us everything we need to know. Start at the top. I want you to go chronologically, and then I want you. You got 14 minutes. We're going to start the clock. Go.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
There's so
put the
much
pressure
to say.
On you. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So a few things that are pretty important. We hear all the time, and Rock is a private school guy. He did not come here, obviously, as he is a boy.
He wanted to, though.
He did want to. And but we hear all about the academics. What can you tell us about the academics here at Corey Hazu?
Well, we are a college prep all-girls school, which means that we try our best to make sure our girls are well educated and ready to go out to college, to whatever college they would like to attend. We have a pretty rigorous program that offers lots of opportunities with our core curriculum, as well as with many electives that we are able to offer the students. Our classes meet, we have four classes a day that meet for an extended amount of time, and we believe that really helps the students to get more involved, more collaborative with their classes, and go deeper into discussions.
Yeah. Eleanor, why did you decide to come here?
So it's interesting because before I came here on my open house day, I had never heard of Corey Hazu. And
really?
My mom and I were just looking around online and stumbled upon Corey Hazu and decided to come check it out. And just the moment I walked in, I just felt this kind of spirit here, and I just knew it was the place for me. And then I decided to come back again on another open house day and then shadow. And anytime I was just thinking about, you know, making the decision, I just kept thinking, what would I be missing if I didn't come here to Corey Hazu? And it just was a natural fit.
What do you mean by spirit?
So the spirit here at Corey Hazu, it's just everyone here is super passionate about what they do, and it's just a really encouraging spirit where everyone wants you to be involved and included here. So there's just this sense of passion here that is contagious. I mean, everyone's here to support you in what you want to be involved in, and we show it through lots of events, whether that be Spirit Week, barbecues, all-school lunches where we cheer. It's just everyone gets so involved in this school, which is super cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, Sister Veronica, this is a faith-based school. Tell us about that.
It is. So we're a Catholic school, and we believe that our motto of sharing the love of the heart of Christ is really at the heart of what we're about. Faith is really important to us. I think Eleanor, in mentioning the passion that the girls have, I think that spirit is very much alive. In our motto, we try to make sure everyone feels welcome, feels like they're part of our community. And it has been the same, I think, since its conception back in 62 years ago when we first started.
Yes, and it doesn't hurt that you guys are now into phase three of all the cool stuff that you have going on here as well. Obviously, you have the academics, you have the faith-based stuff that you cannot get at a public school, but you also have some of the best facilities around.
It is amazing, isn't it? We're sitting in the Commons, the Student Commons, which just opened last August before last, in our new gymnasium. And they're beautiful spots, and I know the girls are very much enjoying them.
Yes, I love studying here, and it's just a great space to hang out.
We were wondering if we were too loud. We were told that if they were bothered by us, they could go to the library, which I didn't think my school had a library. So there you go. Now there's a library as well. Okay, so we are told you are the first ever alumna principal at Corey Hazu. What's that like?
That's right. It's actually very wonderful. I came back. This is my third year now, actually, as principal. I came back after a 14-year hiatus. I had taught here throughout the 90s and into the early 2000s, but I was a graduate, and I firmly believe that the spirit that existed back, I'm not going to tell you how long ago, but a lot of years ago, is still the same spirit that I experienced as a teacher and now as principal.
How do you balance being a principal and trying to have interactions with the students, too? I mean, I know you have to be stern, and, you know, but how do you balance that whole thing?
If you've not picked up, Cam is not best friends with his principal.
I
liked mine a lot better.
I visit him a lot.
All right,
it is what it is.
Do I have to be stern, Eleanor?
No, I think you put you push us to be better versions of ourselves, but you're still nice, and I always feel like I could come and have a conversation with you. I mean,
thanks, Elder.
And that is why you're student council president.
You're exactly right. I love it. Yeah, I had a lot of conversations with my people.
I only missed, what, three, four weeks tops?
Yeah.
But no, but there is someone in a balancing act there, and you know, you have to be able to, and everybody goes through different things too. So, I mean, I guess it is kind of different. And all the students are different. They all have their own issues that they're dealing with too. So mm-hmm. I guess you have to kind of take everything case by case, right? I mean,
Yes and no, I guess. I think it's really, it's very important to me to get to know the students as well, best I can.
Yeah.
Getting to know them personally helps me to understand who they are and where they're coming from. And it helps me to understand how they interact with one another as well. And that's, I think, all an important thing for me as principal to be able to do.
Yes, interesting.
Eleanor, you are the student council president.
Yes.
Big job. What's that like?
It's been awesome. I mean, the past, I guess, few months, it's been really cool to have my hand in all kinds of different school events. I get to plan different things. I get to lead student council meetings. I get to work with teachers and people like Sister Veronica, and it's just been awesome.
She should be on the radio.
She is on the radio.
She should right now.
She should. By gosh, is this your first time on the radio?
Yeah, I think so. Wow. To my knowledge, I guess.
Oh, gosh, much better than I am.
Well,
Jeez Louise.
About that.
Got any sponsors? I'm joking. What?
So, okay, I don't know when. So all this stuff was just built. So mm-hmm. if I were answering this question, it would be the new gym that you didn't get to experience for all 4 years. What are you going to miss the most here as you graduate?
This might sound kind of strange, but I'm going to miss my teachers the most. I mean, I've just built such good relationships with them over the past few years, and they've taught me not just about, you know, their respective subjects, but also just a lot more about life in general. I've just really gotten to bond with them and get close to them, and I'm going to miss them the most for sure.
Eleanor is a future politician.
Yes, she is. It's unbelievable.
That's a very presidential answer.
That's great.
So, okay, before we let you guys roll here, you guys, as a college prep, I would assume you guys offer some college credits.
Oh, yes, definitely. We offer a number of honors courses and also college credit courses that mm-hmm. students can take even from their sophomore year or possibly freshman year if they test out of a class. And they're offered either through St. Louis University or University of Missouri St. Louis.
All right. So a lot of stuff you can do here. Do you, put you on the spot here, Eleanor, feel prepared for college?
Oh, I definitely feel prepared coming to CoreyZoo. I mean, through my classes and through the different things I've been involved in, CoreyZoo has really prepared me for whatever opportunities I'm going to take in college. I mean, through the workload that I've had here, I can just see it as a smooth transition. And I've been open to so many opportunities that I never would have even dreamed of.
Give me an example.
Well, one of the things is I'm on the St. Louis Federal Reserve Student Board of Directors, which I never would have known about through without our job shadow day, EXP3.
Uh-huh.
And I just went and had such a fabulous time, and I learned all about their student board of directors and just decided to apply. And they've prepared me a lot for the real world as well, and I would have never had that without coming to school here. And it's just been an amazing opportunity through CoreyZoo. Just so many things that I've been open to.
All right, give us your 30-second quick pitch about why all of the girls and the probably the sports fans who have daughters listening need to send their daughters here.
I would say, honestly,
first they got to apply, so they got to get in.
Right.
But once they're accepted, why should they choose this place?
I would just say because of the spirit here. I mean, everyone here just genuinely cares about each other and wants you to become the best version of yourself. And that's just
can we
what
take
I'm
some of
here.
This spirit and send it over to, well, down to Columbia for one, and then maybe over to Enterprise Center? I think the Blues need a little school spirit as well.
Certainly we do.
Yeah, a little
pregame
speech
by you. Sister
Veronica,
any parting words, anything that we missed that we should absolutely know about this place?
No, we're really looking forward to having any parents out there who have eighth graders to come at least see our school on November 4th and possibly apply or at least check us out at allheart.coreyzoo.org. Or CoreyZoo.org/CBS.
There you go. There you have it. Thank you guys so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Good luck with everything, future Miss President.
President. She's going to be something.
Yes.
Thank you.
For sure.
Good
thank
stuff.
You.
Thank you guys.
Tabs on that for sure.
Very good stuff there. Good information, as always.
Allheart.coreyzoo.org.
Cam, I'll be honest with you. if you had any of what they were talking about when you were in school, you and I probably would be a lot better off.
Yeah, I mean, look, I was going to be a hockey player one way or the other, man. And
but we'd be a lot smarter.
That's just the way it was. I mean, that's just what my mindset was at the time. But, no, there's just a lot of opportunity. Look, there's opportunity to it. We had it as well. But this is a little bit different, man. It's more detailed.
Yeah.
Like, they got a lot going on here, and it's pretty cool to see that for sure.
Yeah.
And gosh, she didn't seem nervous at all being on the radio.
No,
I'm a lot more nervous than she is.
Are you nervous? Be honest.
No. Oh, there
she's
you are.
Not
hey,
nervous at
how
all.
You doing here? Get in the picture.
All right. So your thoughts are welcome. 855-282-8255. We're probably not going to read your text messages out loud because typically you guys are pretty inappropriate.
Yes, they are.
But we will read them inside of our heads,
yes,
and we will respond.
And I'll laugh if we giggle. We're reading texts. Thank
so,
you guys. By the way,
thank you guys. We well awesome. Done, both of you, Eleanor.
Yeah, she did a great job.
You just start calling her Madam President.
Oh my gosh,
that's,
Almighty!
That's probably going to happen. So
bright future.
And she's
bright
way
future.
More well spoken than Rock. I never even know what he's talking about.
Oh my gosh,
about.
I know. She might have taken my spot here.
And right? See, this is why I give my sister most of the credit in my family because she's a Corriere graduate.
Yeah.
And you see what they do? They pump them out, and they are smart, intelligent, well spoken women.
I like that, that school spirit vibe.
Also, they are sometimes annoyingly smart. If my sister is a testament to the usual Corriere girl, because
yeah.
You guys think I know random stuff, and I like to dunk on you with it.
No,
I learned
Rock.
It.
You've never dunked on Cam before.
I learned
never.
I learned it from a Corriere graduate. She was much better at it than I was.
There you go. Pretty cool. Hey, we're going to talk to someone else at 2:45.
Yes, Dr. Holtz.
Dr. Holtz. Thanks.
Social studies department.
Oh,
yeah.
Fun.
Ooh.
Rock, you guys.
The one class.
That was my favorite department in
high
school.
That's the one class if I can go back and redo it would be social studies for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cam,
no doubt. I always say that, man.
You should love.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. I'd definitely be into it.
Yeah, I think that would be a lot of fun. Okay, so we, Cameron, probably need to go to break.
Yes, we do.
And then we're going to come on back. We're going to talk some more sports, Cam. This is a sports station.
Is it?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well,
so we've hit our Mizzou stuff. I would like to there's more to the Blues here because I think, aside from, like, what's
I
wrong.
I hope there's more to the Blues here.
Jeez.
My gosh almighty.
Aside from just, hey,
Let's
what's
go.
Wrong,
Let's go.
I think I'm not even kidding about this. Like, whether it's Petro or whoever, you know how, like, you used to, even as the fourth line go, you were the rah-rah guy.
Oh, yeah.
And you stood up and gave speeches and whatever. Even after you're done playing, you stood up and gave speeches and different things. Not that that's like the NLB on whatever, and I don't want them bringing a guy in to give him a rah-rah speech and take off, but somebody in that locker room needs
they
to
need
that
some
guy.
School spirit.
Yep.
They absolutely
they
do.
Do.
So hopefully Eleanor can go there and give him a little pump-up speech.
Yeah, let's get into that on the other side of the break here. This is Hardline.